VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Officials in Afghanistan say at least six people were killed in a suicide bomb blast near a checkpoint in front of a high school in central Kabul on Monday. Islamic State's Afghan affiliate known as IS Khorasan Province claimed responsibility for the attack. At least 20 others were wounded. Officials in Farah Province say about 30 local policemen and four civilians were killed and several others wounded in a Taliban attack on police outposts in the Kak-e Afghan district on Sunday night. Children and women were among the dead and wounded. Palestinians have fired dozens of rockets at southern Israel, and Israel responded with airstrikes on Gaza a day after deadly clashes on the Israel-Gaza border. Israeli officials say the rocket fire wounded at least seven people. On the Palestinian side of the border, officials say the Israeli airstrikes killed at least two gunmen. The latest violence comes one day after an Israeli incursion into Gaza led to fighting. The international human rights group Amnesty International said Monday it is stripping Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi of its top honor because of what it called her failure to speak out about or halt grave atrocities against her country's Rohingya Muslim population. VOA correspondent Margaret Bashir reports.
From 1989 to 2010, Myanmar's military-led government repeatedly confined Aung San Suu Kyi to house arrest. During that time, Western governments and human rights groups, including Amnesty, continuously advocated for her release. But since becoming the country's de facto civilian leader in April 2016, Aung San Suu Kyi and her administration have failed to condemn or try to stop atrocities perpetrated by the military against minority Rohingya residents in Rakhine State.
This is VOA News. Deadly wildfires raged Monday at several sites in the western U.S. state of California. 31 people have been killed. 228 remain unaccounted for. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau confirms that his country has heard a recording provided by Turkey of the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
On Saturday, Turkey's leader said he'd given recordings of the killing to some countries. The Canadian leader, however, is the first head of state to officially confirm that his country's intelligence has heard the tapes. But he told reporters in Paris that he personally had not heard the recordings and he didn't divulge any of the content.
Protests and litigation are dominating the vote recount in the U.S. state of Florida's pivotal races for governor and U.S. Senate.
All 67 counties in Florida are facing a state-ordered deadline of Thursday to complete their recounts. It was a weekend of recount drama in Broward and Palm Beach counties, home to large concentrations of Democratic voters. Governor Rick Scott, the Republican candidate for Senate, is suing the Broward supervisor of elections over incompetence and gross mismanagement. Unofficial results showed Scott's lead over Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson was 0.14 percentage points. In the Florida governor's race, Republican Ron DeSantis led Democrat Andrew Gillum by 0.41 percentage points. I'm Julie Walker.
An American non-governmental group says it has identified at least 13 undeclared bases in North Korea capable of hiding missiles. The Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies said in a report Monday that the bases can be used to house ballistic missiles of various ranges. It says they're well hidden, indicating the North's determination to conceal its military abilities. Stan Lee, the mastermind behind Marvel Comics' universe of superheroes, has died at age 95. Lee was responsible for iconic characters, including Spider-Man, X-Men, The Incredible Hulk, Thor, Black Panther, and the Fantastic Four.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Douglas Rain has died. He was the voice of HAL 9000 from the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Just as well as I do.
What are you talking about, HAL?
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
Douglas Rain was 90 years old. You can find more on these and many other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.